Okay, so today is Daf Lamed Dalid. We're on the Mishnah towards the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, continuing our trek through the Dalminim and the Psulim that apply to each. Some of them are the same Psulim, some are different. Now we're up to the Arava. The Arava says, Arava Gezula, stolen Arava, that's also not good because it has to be Lachem. The Yevesha, and if it's completely dried out, it's also going to be Pasul because it has to be the problem of it's not Hadar, it's not beautiful. Shal Asherah, if it's an Adar of the Asherah, that's also going to be possible because, and Shal Yunidachas, also Psula, because like we said, those things have to be destroyed, and we view, since it has to be destroyed, we view it as if it's destroyed already, and therefore it halakhically doesn't exist. Nektam Rosho, so if it gets clipped on the top, we get cut, the top is cut, which sort of means the branches or the leaves, each individual leaf gets cut. Nifritsu Aleha, I guess it fell off. Vitsifsifa, Psula. That's a different thing. So Nektam Rosha, the Nifrishu Aleha, so if it gets cut on top or most of its leaves fall off, that's Psula. And then Hatsaptsifa, which is a certain type of willow branch that grows more in the mountains, that is also going to be Psula. Kimusha. Kimusha means it's bent or dry?
Withered.
So what's the difference between that and dried? I don't know. Okay, Kamusha. Right. Kamusha, that's why you got to keep careful. Kamusha, the Shinashu Mixas Aleha. So if it's just sort of drying out, I guess it's not dried yet, it's drying out. If it's Shinashu Mixas Aleha, only not majority of its leaves fell off, this shell Baal, and the Araba that grows in the Baal, Baal means a certain type of field. It's a field that doesn't need to be irrigated. It's enough with rainwater. That's okay. So that's Ksheira. Let's figure out why. What's the chiddush with that? So Tana Rabbanan learned in a brisa. Arve Nachal. Pasuk says, "For the Chachan Pir Tadar Kavos Rimen Nach Itzavos VaArve Nachal." Arve Nachal. So it seems that indicate that they have to deal Nachal. They have to grow by the water, by the brook, or by the river. That's where they seem to have to go to grow. Davar Acher. Another drasha. Arve Nachal. It's Sha'ala Shalom Mashuch Kanachal. That its leaves are sort of drawn like the river, which means that it's sort of wide on one side and then narrows to the top, as opposed to the tzaftzifa, which is going to be more rounded the whole way. So that's what it says, Arve Nachal, Allah Shalom Meshuch Kanachal. Tani Itach, another brisa, Arve Nachal, Ainli Ella Arve Nachal. In fact, it says Arve Nachal, I would think that it only includes the aravos that grow by the water, that grow by the brook, by the stream, aravos shall baal, aravos that grow in the field, vishel harim, and aravos that grow in the mountain, minayim, how to include them, they are also kasher. In other words, meaning it's going to be a species, not a location, that kashers these aravos. Tamal Omar, therefore the pasuk says, arve nachal. Arve is plural, so it comes to include more than just those that are by the nachal. Arve nachal, even if they grow in the field, in the Seba'al, even if they grow in the mountains. Abba Shaul says, no, Arve is Lashon Rabim, to teach us that there are two places where we have a Chiyuv to take the Aravos. Shtayim, right? Arve is Shtayim. So one is Achas Lelulav, one is to bind and tie together, taking up sign of the Machlokas, but one is to take it with the Lulav and the other Minim. But Achas and another Lemikdash to take the Aravos and walk around the base of Mikbeach and the base of Mikdash, which is commonly known as Hoshanas. Done in the base, right? That's right. Avishal says, Rashi says, Arve the Amakra, Lola Hashi Shal Baal Baal. How come I'm talking to you about Baal, about the fields? El Lav the Chat teaches a Tzorach Shtei Mitzah Shal Arava. To teach you two Mitzahs of Arava. Achas Lagod Belulav, the Achas Lemikdash, Lahaki Vesem Mikbeach. Okay. So the Rabbanon, who said from Arve that teaches us that includes the Sadeh HaBaal and includes the Harim, well, where do they learn that the Mikdash Minolahu? Where do they learn that he's supposed to take the Aravos and walk around? Where do they learn Hashanah's from? So they say, Hilchasa Gimulhu. They have a Halacha Moshe Mishinai. That's how they know it. They're not concerned enough to learn it for the Pasuk. Therefore, the Pasuk is free for them to learn the fact that you can do to stay Baal. Seems to me, it talks to this boy itself a little bit, okay? According to Avishal, who says, Arve comes to teach you Achas Alulav, Achal Mikdash, well, maybe in Echanami, you only can take the Aravos from the Nachal, not from anywhere else, because he's not learning out the Arve to teach you that it applies to other places other than the Nachal. That's different. You have to play, figure out the drashos to see where you're going to pull out halachically for each shita. Okay. The Gemara now says, we just said that the Rabbanan had that the Hoshanos, the taking the Arvos in the Beis HaMikdash, is Hilchos HaGemilu, Talach L'Moshe Mishinai. The Amar of Asi, as Rav Asi has said, Amar of Yochanan, these three halachos, which are unrelated to each other, Esther Netios, Arava, and Nisa Chamayim, Halach L'Moshe Mishinai. These three halachos are Halach L'Moshe Mishinai. So it'll go easy. Nisa Chamayim means on pouring them, I think he says pouring the Mizbeach, pouring the water on the Mizbeach on Sukkos, that's halacha l'moshe mishinai. Arava, like we just said, is to circumvent the mizbeach on Sukkos with the Hoshanos. And Eser Netios is a specific halacha regarding Shemitah. There's a long Rashi here, but basically it is that if you have 10 trees spread out, evenly spread out in a field that's 50 by 50 amos. Despite the fact that usually you're not allowed to work the fields of Shemitah a certain time period before Shemitah, this field, you're permitted to work the field up to Erev Rosh Hashanah on the year before Shemitah. That's basically the case. You can go all the way up to Rosh Hashanah, even though in other plowings, you could be usher, there's a mitzvah to be mosif al Shemitah, and therefore it would start even earlier. This type of specific type of field, you can do Harisha and plow all the way up to this year, right? All the way up to Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a Brisa, right? So we Mishnah said that the Tzatzafa is a certain type of willow, but that has different certain characteristics, and we know that that's Pasul. Tan Rabbanan Arve Nachal. It says Hagedelos Ala Nachal. They grow by the stream, or they have to, or like we said, we see before that they have to be similar to those that grow by the stream. Prat l'tzatzifa, that comes to exclude the tzatzifa hagedela bein harim, that grows in the mountains, and that's not kosher for the mitzvah of Aravos. So Amar Rav Zeira Maikra, what pasuk is there that teaches us that the tzatzifa is worse than the Arava? So that the tzatzifa is not the same species of Arava, and you can't may say that they're kosher from the din of Arve. We say Arve means all different types. We said Baal and Sadeh, but the Tzatzifah is excluded. Why is the Tzatzifah excluded? The Pasuk says, this says there's a sort of a rebuke that is said in Sefer Yechezkel. It says, Kach Almayim Rabim Tzatzifah Shemo, which is the Kach Almayim Rabim, the tree that is rooted in the water, which is the Arava, is one thing. And then it says, Tzatzifa Samo, that you place the Tzatzifa on top of it. In other words, you cover it with something less. Seems to be. It says, it's a separate species. It's a different thing. The Gemara then says, wait a second, I'm Leibai, but Dilma Perush Kame Farish. Maybe it's coming to explain to you, second part of the Pasuk is coming to explain to you the first part of the Pasuk, which reads as follows, Kach Ma'al Mayim Rabim, take this eitz that is rooted on the water, Umay Nihu, and what is that? Tzatzifa. It would be the Tzatzifa. And if that would be the case, then Tzatzifa is being defined as the Arava. So Gemara says, no, Imke Mas Samo. What does Samo come to? In other words, you're taking this and placing it on something else, it seems to indicate. It seems to indicate that it's two separate species. One is the Arava, one is the Tzatzifa. And Amar Rabbi Yavo, that's how Rabbi Yavo says, right, the Pasuk says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti, I said to you, Yisrael, Lefanai Ki Kach HaMayim Rabim, I said that Bnei Yisrael should be before me like a tree that's growing in the water. Umay nihu, what's that? That's the Arava. The Hain Samu Atzman Kitsakta Sashibaharim. And they distance themselves. I think the way it is that the water is like Torah. I told them to be rooted in the water. They should be rooted near me. But they decided to distance themselves from the source. And they went to the mountains. Okay. Ika Damasi Lahaikra Masnisa. Some learned that this pasuk in the Brisa itself. Not that there was a Brisa that said something and then you had to explain it. They just learned it this way. The pasuk says, "Kacha mayim rabim tzatzifa samo, maskelar abzeiru dilma parushka mefarish." No, kach al mayim rabim mayniu tzatzifa imkain ma samo. Okay. And Amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti shi yisrael lefanai ki kach al mayim rabim umayniu what's that arava v'hin samo atzman ki tzatzifa shabaharim. I wanted them to be like the arava, and they made themselves, like the tzatzifa. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Let's now figure out. What's the difference between each? You have them, if you're not picking them, and you see them in the store, which one is which, to know which one is kosher, which one is not. Arava versus tzatzifa. Tan Rabbanan. Ezehu arava ve'ezu tzatzifa. Arava, the arava is kane shelo edom, its stem is reddish, the Allah shelo mashuch, and its leaves are long, right? They're long and thin. Upia, and I guess the circumference, or the around the edge of the arava is chalak. It's very smooth. It's smooth. It doesn't have. It's not rigid. It's not ridged. It doesn't have ridges. The tzatzifa, and with the tzatzifa is different. So, see, your Tosafot seems to be that you don't have to have all of these, like, because you'll see in a moment that you have certain cases where it's not all. All three create the tzatzifa, but if you have like one or two, it's okay for the arava. We'll see that in a moment. He says, "What's a tzatzifa? Kanashal lavan. Its stem is more whitish. Belashla algul, and its leaves are more roundish. Upia doma lemagal, and its edges are more like a magal. Magal is like a sickle or something like that. So it has teeth." It's serrated. It's ridged. What?
Serrated.
Okay. So the Gemara says, so we svahatanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa that if the arava is dome la magal, it's similar to it also serrated, right? On magal, it's kosher, but dome la masar, but it's similar to the masar, which would be more like a saw, I think. Dome la masar, that would be pasul. Like, in other words, you have. I don't know, the teeth are different, right? The magal is that they has these, that they the magal has, the teeth are all facing one way. Because when you, I guess when you take the sickle, and you cut it, they're facing one way, as opposed to the saw, which the teeth could be in all different directions. That seems to be the difference. That would be, so you see here that for a magal would be kosher for a rava, but a masar would be pasul. Well, that's not like we just said. So Amar Abaye, Kitanya he, when the Brisa talked that these that it's similar to the magal, it's kosher. That's the arava who's the chilfa gila. That's by the certain arava that's called chilfa gila. And when the Brisa says that, when the Brisa says that that serrated is pasul, that's talking about other aravas. Because I guess rock, and I'm not sure why this one seems to be indicated. This one has two out of the three, but it's still going to be kosher, as opposed to the tzatzifa, which is all three things that make it wrong, and therefore that's why that's pasul. But if you only have, if it's long and red, but has these certain types of serrated edges, it's still going to be kosher. Because that's the chilfa gila. That's what I'm saying. Rashi says it's at the end of the second line. Chilfa gila min aravik sherihi. Upia doma le magal, avashara rava pia chalak. So if this one species, that's okay. Seems to be that as long as you have the other two, then you would be fine. Okay. Gemara says pshita. Gemara says it's pashat that it's a kasher because why? Why would it be pashat? Rashi says, hopefully. No. So why is it pshita? Oh no. So Amar Abaye. I'm sorry. I skipped. That's why it's pashat. Amar Abaye, Shema Mina, we see from here, Hachil Fagila, this Hil Fagila is Kasha Loshana. It's Kasha to take with your Lulav. Well, of course, if you just said it's a Kasha Arava, that's why it's Pashat. So Amar Abaye, so Pshita, Nasomada Tema, Ho Isla Shem Levai, since it has a name besides Hoshana, it's the Chilfa, the Hoshana of Gila, maybe Ho Isla Shem Levai, always have this, if it has like an accompanying name. Maybe that would make it no good, Lon is Kasher, Kamash Malah, and therefore it comes Abaye to tell you that nevertheless it's still Kasher. The Ema Hachanami, and maybe you'll say Ema Hachanami, that maybe you'll say it should be Pasul, because it has this accompanying name. The Gemara says, no, Arve Nachal, in plural, Amar Rahman Mikol Macham, any Arava, even if it has a Shem Levai. Amar Ruchizda says, Hani, this is a new thing, Hani Tlas Mili, these three words, Ishtane Shemayu Mikhichar Beis HaMikdash. Now, after the times that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, these three words, the definitions flipped. Before the times of Beis HaMikdash, word A meant A and word B went B, and now they flipped it. And what we used to say meant A now means B. And what we used to say meant B now means A. We flipped the definitions. Three examples. Number one, Chilfasa, which was originally the Tzatzifa, was called the Chilfasa, and Arvasa, and you had the Arava, which is the kosher Arava, right? Now, Chilfasa was Arvasa. Right, the Chilfasa, which was the Tzatzifa, is now called the Arava. And the Arava would change its name to the Chilfusa. So nowadays, you have to use the word Chilfusa to get the kosher Aravos as opposed to Arbusa. Umnai Nafkamina, what's the halachic distinction? Lulula, to tell you. So now you know which one is kosher. Before the time, before they changed the definition, you had to get an Arvasa. Now they changed the definition, you have to get a Chilfusa. Number two was Shipura, which is a shofar, and Chatzotzrata, and a Chatzotzo. So shofar before times Beis Hamikdash was something that was bent, which would be kosher. And the Chatzotzo was something that was straight, and therefore it would be pasul. But now, Chatzotzo Shipura. Now, what was used to be called the Chatzotzos is now called the Shipura. It used to be called the Shipura, is not the Chatzotzos. So therefore, you have to make sure that you, after the place of it, you get what's defined as a Chatzotzos, not as a shofar. I guess it changed back. Or my Nafkamina, again, what's a Nafkamina for this? The shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that you get the shofar, you can't, but you tell them you should buy the after the definition change, you have to buy a Chatzotzos, because that is what's bent. We'll see in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that the shofar has to be bent, similar to the position that you're davening in. And the next thing that changed the definition was Peturta, Pesura, and Pesura, Peturta. So these things are a table. There's a definition of a table. It used to be a big table and a small table. Well, I used to say big table, now if you say it, it means small table. And we used to say small table, now it means big table. So Lamai Nafkamina for that. That's the Mecha Chomemka. If you want to buy something, you walk in the store and say, I want to buy a petorta. So nowadays that means a big table. In the old days, it used to mean a small table, and vice versa. So Amar Abai says, the fourth thing where the names changed, Amar Abai, Afani Omer, Beikise, Huvlila, Huvlila, Beikise. So these are there's a long tosis here also, but this is talking about the ruminant animals, the cows. Remember in Chulun, they have four-chambered stomachs. So which stomach are we talking about? So it makes a difference. So what used to be called the Beikise is now called the Huvlila. And the Mafkamina is Lemachat HaNimsa Ba'ofe Beisakosos. It's if you find a needle in one of the stomachs. If you find a needle in one of the stomachs, there's a problem of trefa, which makes the animal be no kosher. I'm not sure which one is which, but if you find a needle in one of them, it makes a trefa. If you find a needle in the other one of them, it doesn't make it a trefa, because we say it has like a double lining of some sort, and therefore it won't puncture all the way through, and therefore it wouldn't be a trefa. So that's with nafkamina, to make sure that nowadays, if they say which one the needle's in, you have to know which one what it means in order for the concept of trefa. And Amma Rava Bar Yosef, a fifth name change, a fifth change in definition, Af Ani Omer Bavel Borsif, Borsif Bavel. What used to be called Bavel is now called Borsif, and what used to be called Borsif is now called Bavel. Ulamai, and what's the Nafkamina for that? Nafkamina Legitte Nashim. The Nafkamina is for Gittin. So Rashi says that it's specific to a specific halacha by Gittin. You learned in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Read Rashi. Rashi says, the Kai Milan, we established in Maseches Gittin, HaMebi Get Michutz La'aretz, if someone brings a get from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, Sarek Sheyomar, the aid, has to say, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. It was signed before me, and it was written before me, and it was signed before me. Why? Im Yishur, number one, maybe because Im the whole Gemara there, Mishum the Im Yishim the Kaimo, Im Yishur Neim Kimishma. Either we need it to, so we can verify it, or we have to get, or to verify the fact that the get was written Lishma, it was written for the right purposes. But maybe Eretz Yisrael, if someone brings it within Eretz Yisrael, ain't sorry, you don't have to do that. Lefisha v'kim l'shma. We know all the sofrim are bucky in writing l'shma. And v'olim regalim mitzuyim l'hakir chachsimas edim. I guess there are not enough people to verify the signatures. And the Gemara there says that Bavel has the same din of Eretz Yisrael. So whatever the din applies, so therefore you have to know what's Bavel. To have it to apply this din of a funny naftab, a funny naftab. Tosos points out, and Rashi says elsewhere, maybe it's more simple, you have Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, just so you have to write, know the location, the place of where you write a get. The get has to have the location of where you're writing it. So it used to be you wrote Bavel, that meant Borsif. And now when you write Borsif, that means what used to be Bavel. But Tosos doesn't like that, because Bavel is like writing, oh, it's written in the United States of America. You got to be a little more specific than that. Bavel's a big place, so therefore Tosos doesn't like that answer. Okay. Next, Mishnah. Now we're going to, we finished going through the four, no, we didn't finish that, right? We still have the Esrog to go. But we're going to interject, and we're going to speak now about how many of each min do you have to take to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. We know we take two Aravos, three Adasim, one Lulav, one Esrog. We've got to get there. It seems to be that the Gemara may not be passing that way, but we have to get there. So, okay, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, for the Arba Minim, you take a Chag HaSukkos, Shlosha Hadassim, three Hadassim, that's what we do, Shtei Arabos, two Arabos, Lulav Echad, one Lulav Esrog Echad, and one Esrog. Vafilu Shnayim Ketunim, Ketumim, even if two are Ketum, right, I guess they're cut. Va'achas Eino Ketum, and one is not Ketum. So obviously we're talking about the Hadassim, we're talking about three things over here. What's Ketumim? Vafilu Shnayim Ketumim. What? Clipped on the top, right? Okay. So even if two are ketumim, the echad eino katum, that's going to be kosher according to Rabbi Shmuel. So you want to say with Manasseh.
It has to be in the top, right?
It has to be the top.
It's not on the tree.
No, it's clipped on the top.
We're talking about the berries and stuff like that.
I don't know. Rashi says, ahadiskai. It has to be the hadas because we're talking about three things.
On yeah, it says clipped hadas.
Right.
But what do you mean clipped? I guess it means on the
top. I would think so.
Since the Gemara discusses it.
So Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Afilu shloshtom ketumim, even if all three are clipped, because Rabbi Tarfon's going to hold it, you don't need hadar, I guess, from the hadanas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kiva says, no, for the Avraminim, you just take one. Kashem shalulav echad, v'estrog echad, kachadras echad, v'arav achas. One, you take one, you just, and that's enough. So, Tanya, we're going to Bryce, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Bryce is very similar to our Mishnah, just he's going to bring the psukim. The Shmuel Omer, right? The pasuk says, "Lekach lechem ayom arishon pre etz hadar." That's kapot marim anaf etz avos for avi nachal. So pre etz hadar is lashon yachid. Okay, it doesn't say peros etz hadar or peros atze hadar. It's just one pre etz hadar. So that's echad. That means one. Then it says kapot marim. Right? Kapot is plural, but we met before that it's written without a vav, so it can be read kapat marim, which also means one. It's echad. Then it says anaf etz avos. Rashi says those three words mean three. Anaf eitz avos was hadasim. That's three. Tosfos says, well, it says pre eitz hadar. So why don't you learn three over there? Okay, shlosha. Arve nachal just says plural. The minimum plural is two, right? That's, I could have said arvas nachal. It says arve nachal. Therefore, that's shtayim. And then let's continue with Rabbi Shmuel, same as our Mishnah. Vafilu shnayim ketumim. Even two of them are clipped. The echad eino katum, and only one of the hadas is not clipped on top. And Rabbi, that's okay. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Shlosha, you have to take three. I feel Shlosha Ketumim, even if all three are clipped. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kishem Shalulav Echad, Esrog Echad, Kachados Echad, Va'arav Echad. So Amar Lo, what the Amar Lo is, what do you mean, like, what's going on here? It seems to be that Amar Lo, Rabbi Lozer, but who's he saying it to? Yochol, I would think that Esrog Imoin Baguda Achas. Maybe the Esrog should be bound together with them, or taken all, you know, should be taken together. Which, so therefore it says, Amart, so therefore Amart, you can't say that, V'chinemar pre-eitz hadar v'kapot marim, halonemar el kapos. So if you look at the pasuk, it's pre-eitz hadar, kamo, kapos tmarim, v'anaf eitz avos, v'arbe nachal. The last three have a vava chibor. So those three have to be taken together. But the esrog doesn't have the vava chibor connected to the next one, so it has to be separate, which means you have all three in one hand, and the esrog in the other hand. Even when you're walking around Toshanos, halacha really is not easy, you know, people do it because you have the sitter, they grab it all in one hand and they walk in the sitter in the other hand. It's really not the most appropriate way to do it. You're supposed to have them esrog in one hand, the other three in the other hand, and that's why they have those little cards that came out and now they put the Toshanos on. But that seems to be, right, halo demar el kapos, without above. So those should be taken separately. How do you know they're not yotzei unless you have all four? How do you know they're all me'akiv each other? Talmud lomar u'likach tam. So we pray lakach tam. Right? Lekicha tam. It has to be complete lekicha, which means all four. Of course, you have to have all four together. We're going to focus. Well, you have to have all four together, take all four at the same time, or all four have to be like available in front of you to take it, and you can take them, you know, one after the other, as long as they're all four right there. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel said that if you two hadasim are clipped, it's okay. So he says, Mimanashach. We ask the question of Rabbi Shmuel. Ishlein boyim, if he needs them to be complete, then li boyin amikulu. And they all have to be complete. Ve'ilo boy shleimim, and if you don't require shleimim, afilu chanamilo, then you don't even need to have one to be shalim. You could be like Rabbi Tarfon. So, Amma biriya, Amma Rabbi Ami, chazer bo Rabbi Shmuel. At the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel was chozer, which means you didn't have to have three complete hadasim, it seems to be. Right? Rashi says, Chazabo Rabbi Shmuel, mitchilas dvarav, umikasher bichad. He says it's kasher just with one. But Umiyo hadar bari. If you want hadar, that one has to be nice. So really it's kosher with just with one. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Shmuel, halachik Rabbi Tarfon. Quote Shmuel, it says that halachik Rabbi Tarfon, that a clipped hadas would be kosher. Right? It's an interesting Tosos. We go back and forth. It says Tosos of Arve Nachal Shtayim. You need to be two by the Haravos. He says, Afilu notain kama hadasim and kama Haravos. Even if you put on extra, put more than Tosa says that those numbers are minimum. But maximum, you put on more. Afilu notain kama hadas and kama Haravos, right? Belul of Ein Zev Baltosif. It's not considered Baltosif. But Afilu man damamar sorach. Ega elim kein mosim in achar. It's only Baltosif. You take another thing. But if you put more hadasim, more Haravos, then it's okay. You see, some people have the minog, especially Yod Chabad in the street, and Eretz Yisrael, they wrap tons of hadasim around the Aravos. It also seems to say that actually says that's okay, because it's not going to be considered baltosis. But then you have people like me who like to argue with the Chabad guys in the street and tell them whatever. So that's, but they're okay. It's not baltosis, according to Tosos. Okay, but also Shmuel just said that the halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon, that even the clipped hadasim would be kosher. But as the Shmuel tamei, and Shmuel goes l'shitaso, the Amar lo Shmuel, so Shmuel says, "Lahanu de mizbini asa," to those who are selling hadasim. I guess in those days, the hadasim were very expensive. So Shmuel wanted to keep the prices down. So he says, "Ashvu v'zivini, sell the hadasim cheap. Don't raise the prices on the hadasim. The ilo, because if they don't sell them cheap, what I'll do, darshinu luchu, I'll make the drasha." Rabbi Tarfon, they pass my Rabbi Tarfon, and people don't have to buy like you. They can buy their own. They don't have to look for you. You guys have the beautiful hadasim. If you raise the prices too much, we'll keep it down, and we'll tell people that they can buy the
clip ones.
What?
It says the clip ones.
Yeah, they can buy the clip ones. So my timer. So why does Shmuel tell them that he'll? Why does Shmuel say that he'll tell everybody that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon? If you're going to say because Rabbi Tarfon is Mekel, so you want to get someone who's Mekel, Darish Lahu Ki Rabbi Kiva, the Mekel Tvei. You should Darish like they say to everyone that halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, they only need one. You don't have to sell three, you only need one, and you'll be Yotzi with that. So he says, no, because he says that Tlasa Ketume Shchiche Chad Lo Katam Lo Shchiach. It's more easily found to find clipped hadasim than even one perfect hadas at the time. So it's more makel to pass like Rabbi Tarfon, because those are much easily found. You've raised the prices too much. I'm going to keep the prices down because I'm going to tell them that they can buy the clipped hadasim. Now we finish up with the last of the four minim, which is the esrog. So different psulim of the esrog, some of the same as before. Esrog a gazel, if it's stolen, it's pasul. Yavesh, if it's dried out, it is pasul. Shel Asherah, v'shel Yeridachas, if it's worshipped or if some of these cities can be destroyed, it's possible. Shel Orlos. Now, Esrog is a tree. It's a fruit. So you have certain things that apply to fruits are going to apply to the Esrog. Shel Orlos. Number one, if it's from a tree that hasn't, the 3 years haven't passed, it's the first 3 years of it growing, can't use it, it's possible. Right? It's possible. Right, you need Lachem. Right, you're going to need Lachem, and this is not Lachem because it's not yours. You can't use it. Right, so pasul. So truma tmeya pasul. If it's truma, if this is tamei truma, it's also going to be pasul. I guess because nobody can use it. Shall truma tahora? If it's truma tahora, then theoretically a kohen could use it. Therefore, lo yitol, you shouldn't do it lichatchila v'im natol kasher. But if you did take it, then it's kasher. Shall tamei? So if this comes from tamei, and tamei is that you bought it from an ama aretz, and there's a suffix as to whether or not this ama aretz took off the appropriate trumos and maishos. So again, so Beishamai says it's pasul. Rashi says it's Gemara, says plain all this stuff. Beishamai says it's pasul. And Beis Hillel says it is kosher. Right? Gemara will explain. So maishos sheni. So you have maishos sheni, which means the maishos sheni is every, right? Maishos sheni is the maishos that you take from the tua. This is on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of each Shemitah cycle. You take off Maaser Sheni, you take off Maaser Sheni. This Maaser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Theoretically, you can take the produce and you can put the Kedusha onto money and then bring the money into Yerushalayim. But so you have Maaser Sheni, an Esrog, and you want to eat it. So then you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. You can't use it outside Yerushalayim because it can't be used outside Yerushalayim. But you bring the Maaser Sheni be Yerushalayim, which is the place where it can be eaten. Lo yitol. Still, the chachila, you shouldn't. The imnatol kasher. But if you did, then b'di'eved, it's going to be kasher. Right? Rashi says, imnatol kasher. Sherare yesh ba heter achila. But at least where you're using it, there is a heter to eat it. So if you can use it in Yerushalayim, but yet if you use it, you're going to be yotzei. Aval chutz Yerushalayim lo. But chutz Yerushalayim, you may not use it. De lachem ksiv haroy lachem. It says lachem, it has to be something that's roy, that you could theoretically use. You cannot use this at outside Yerushalayim. I guess the better way to do it is just to we take them outside Yerushalayim, at Maisha Sheni Esrog, we put them put the kedusha on the money, and then you can use the Esrog. So then it says...
Unless you take the Esrog outside and have the intention to eat later in Yerushalayim.
Oh, because then you can't redeem it?
Right, I'm saying, so do either redeem it or bring it to Yerushalayim.
No, no, you take the Esrog, you buy it from Maisha Sheni, take whatever you want, take two with me, and then you intend to actually, after you make jelly, but you're going to eat the jelly in Yerushalayim.
Okay, whatever the halacha requires to do, you can do it, yeah.
Because you could just always redeem it.
So also chazizis. So then you get like these, I don't know, these boils, these pictures or something like that, these chazizis, these some sort of blemishes that come up on the esrog, al rubo, and they take up the majority of the, or a large portion of the esrog, that was going to be pasul. Nitla pitmaso, if the pitum, which is the you know, the pitum is, if the pitum comes off, that is also no good. Some people have the middle to get pitumless. Some people say not to get a pitumless because you need to have the ability for it to not to become kosher. All right, so niklaf, I guess if it's peeled, nistak, if it gets punctured, or nike v'chaser kol shehu, I guess if it gets punctured.
Split.
Nistak is split. Nikav, right? Nistak is a split. There's a rivet like down the middle of it. Nikav v'chaser kol shehu, or if it gets a hole and a little bit comes off of it, it gets punctured and something gets pulled off, that's pasul. But also chazizis al miuto. If this chazizis only comes up on a minimal amount of the esrog, or nital ukso, or the oketz, which is where it connects to the tree, right? The oketz esrog grows down, right? The oketz comes off, nikev velo chaser kol shehu. Let's say it gets punctured and it's not missing anything. I guess like the nail is still stuck inside, right? Say like the tire. As long as the nail's in there, usually it doesn't come out. But it gets punctured. You put like a needle on it, I guess you put a needle in there, and if you take it out, then there's not missing anything, right? So not missing anything, that's going to be kosher. Esrog hakushi. So this is an esrog that is sort of really black, not green, but like dark. That's esrog hakushi, that's pasul. And we saw this before also, the yarok kikarti. The esrog that is yarok kikarti, which is sort of, there's a big tosos before, we seem to say that it's regular, it's greenish. That a green esrog, because you have to deal with how we use green esrogim. So the certain green esrog are okay because you say if you would just take it after you would take it off it would turn yellow, then it's okay. Also, the question is really the ones that are actually naturally green. That's the like those typical Tevani ones. Like people have what to be so much fun. Right, and the Edva Yorik Karsi, Rav Meir Machshi, Rav Meir says it's good. Rav Yehuda Poso. He says it is pasul. So now we saw this also in the Brisa before. Shi'ir esrog akata, what's the minimum shear of the esrog? It is on Shabbos as that. Rav Meir Omer Ke'egos, the minimum shear is like the size of a egos, some sort of nut, but less than that it's pashul because it's not recognizable that you're picking it up for the mitzvah. Rav Yehuda Omer Ke'beitza, the minimum shear is the size of a beitza. But smaller than that, he says it's not nigmar pri, it's not ripe yet. Ube gadol, and what's the maximum size of the esrog? Kedei sheyocha shnayim biyada, the Rav Yehuda. Who says the maximum size is the ability to hold two in one hand, right? The Gemara and Rabbi Yosef Omer Afilo Echad B'Shtei Yadav. Rabbi Yosef says even if you can hold one to two hands, it's that big. You need two hands to hold it. We said before in the Gemara that Rabbi Huda's reason was is because you may take it up with the wrong hand and then you want to switch it, and you switch it, you're going to drop it and it'll fall and it'll become possible. So therefore, it's not that big. Then you can just hold it. You can put the esrog back into one hand and move the lulav into the other hand. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here at the top of Lamed Hei. Everybody have a great day.